leading pre-service prayer this weekend. So whether you're here early, praise God. Whether you're here early or you're here for prayer, I'm very thankful you're here because you're going to pray anyways. Amen. So thank you. Give yourself a round of applause because y'all are awesome. But really, I am thankful. I'm so thankful because, you know, someone was just telling me yesterday, they said, we love coming to Anaheim because those people are ready. They're ready for the word. And I said, that's right. California and surrounding areas, we need the word. And we know it. And if you've been here a while, you know that, the world around you will either take something out of you or make you take something up inside of you all the time. Amen. So you can either be grabbing onto the Lord and grabbing onto the blessing or grabbing onto a whole lot of other things. So thank you for taking hold of the blessing, the family of faith, taking hold of the promises. We're gonna take hold of things together this weekend. And was anyone in pre-service prayer this morning? Show of hands. You guys are my favorite. So, the Lord just led me to share some scriptures that you know. Partially, we talked about natural disasters, about you know all of these hurricanes, about what happened in Matthew 8, where Jesus was awakened by his disciples who were like, Jesus, you have to wake up. We're all going to die. There's a storm, right? And he gets up and he's like, oh my goodness, you're right. We're going to die. There's a storm. No. He says, what? Why are you so afraid? Do you not trust? Have you no trust? Like, have you not seen me perform all these miracles and you don't trust that this storm is not going to kill us, you know? So he dealt with the fear first, and then he dealt with the storm. And he was like, all right, you calm down. But seriously, you guys calm down first, right? So I believe there is a lot to be said for the way that we see things. What are we focusing on? And just really quickly, I want you to go into your Bibles to Romans 5, which was the scripture we kind of left on. And we're praying this week. We're praying this week with a knowing that God loves us. Amen? We're praying this week with not just a like, oh yeah, God loves me as much as he loves Jesus. Cool. I hear that over and over. We're not just praying with like a, because we are praying with at a new level of compassion. We're praying not just that, oh God, I need my need met. I pray that that my bills are paid and thank you, God. I know you're going to do it for me. No, you're sitting next to your brothers and sisters in faith. So God, thank you. My entire rows, our row here, we are debt free. We are not only that, but we are blessed. We have the most blessed place to send our kids to school. Our kids are safe. They're strong and trusting in the Lord. So we're taking hold of that together. Amen. Because we know that one could have put 1,000 to flight, but two can put how many to flight? 10,000. So Romans 5. I really don't want to preach that long. I feel like the Lord was just like, just pray. So we'll see. That's what we're going to do. Romans 5. So since we've been come to be considered righteous by God because of our trust or our faith, because of our faith, amen? Let us continue to have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Also, through him and on the ground of our trust, our faith, we have gained access to this grace in which we stand. So let us boast about the hope of experiencing God's glory. Who is ready to boast about the hope of experiencing God's glory? Amen. Amen. Now, is that hope of experiencing God's glory just going to, are you only going to boast about it when everything's good and flowers and daisies and like, you haven't seen anyone, someone hasn't tried to attack your church or someone hasn't tried to call your kid a dirty name or you something? that you said, try to cut your paycheck? Is that the only time, are you also going to be expecting? Are you going to be boasting about the hope of experiencing God's glory during all times? Amen? But not only that, let us also boast in our troubles, which is what we're talking about, because we know that trouble produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And this hope does not let us down. Amen? Amen. When we put our hope in God, He is constant. He is love. Amen. His love will not disappoint. And I just want to say this as a side note. If you do not have Jesus Christ in your heart today and you don't know the love of God, I'm not talking about like you heard about God loves you or you saw God pay your mom's bills once and that was kind of cool. I'm talking about having a relationship with God. I'm talking about when you wake up in the morning and you used to hate yourself when you looked in the mirror, and now you look in the mirror and you say, I love you because God's love is shed abroad in my heart. Amen. Troubles produce character, endurance produces character, character produces hope, and this hope does not let us down. It does not disappoint, because God's love for us has already been poured out or shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And what's that saying? That's saying that God's love is not going to disappoint us because He is filling us. He wants to fill you so much with His presence, and He'll fill you up as much as you empty yourself to Him. Amen. As much as you are saying, you know what? You know, when the Holy Spirit starts talking to you and He's like, hey, you know you just lied. You know you just gossiped. And you say, that's not opening ourselves up, right? But when the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit who's filling us up with His love starts talking to us, we say, okay. Yep, I submit. That part of me needs to be filled with the love of God. Because if I was loving God in that moment, I would not have lied. Or I would not have whatever. So I believe that there is a place that we are called to go to this weekend in prayer. And the Lord spoke to me specifically this morning. And He said, let prayer of compassion rise up. Compassion for the others. Compassion for the other side. And I'm telling you, when you start allowing God's compassion to come up on the inside of you for other people, you take yourself out of this place where you're just, you automatically take yourself out of that place where you're so frazzled about your own problems. Amen? Amen. I mean, we've all experienced it one time or another when we're dealing with something hard, and then we go help our friend out and we think, you know, my situation ain't that bad, you know? And so right now, let's not only get into this corporate environment as brothers and sisters in Christ, but let's get into this corporate anointing as lovers of God. You'll find the more you allow God's love to fill up your life, the more you start loving others. Amen. And the more that you start realizing, wow, I really knew nothing about love. I thought I knew, but I didn't. So let's get into a place of prayer right now, and just allow the Lord to speak to you. Let's, in your mind, get quiet. Let's just, if you're thinking about a bill or you're thinking about an email you have to send for work or some other concern, let's just lay that at the altar. Amen? And let's just lift our hands to God. Lord God, we come before You. We ask You, God, to fill us up. Can you say that? Fill me up, Lord. Fill us up, Lord. Fill us up with Your compassion. Fill us up with Your compassion for people we don't agree with. Fill us up with Your compassion with for people that we don't even like in the natural. Holy Ghost, just quietly amongst yourself, pray in your heavenly language, if you will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for a place of peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that we that peace has been made for us through the power of your Son. Just get in that place of peace right now. If you need to get on your knees, you get on your knees, because there is a place of peace. If you need peace in your home, if your marriage is struggling, if you need peace in your finances, just get on your knees right now and receive. You don't have to always be in prayer talking. There's times for receiving in prayer too. So if that's you, don't be afraid. If there is a place of peace with your kids, if you've been fighting with your kids and you don't understand why it's been so hard, or maybe there's a healing that needs to take place in your body or a family member's, just get on your knees. Find the place of peace. Find that place of peace. Hallelujah. Ko ramana kene se kishi kisi. Ko ramasa to shoto sokod. Oh Lord, we come before you, contrite of heart and spirit. We ask you to be our peace. If you need that peace, just say that with me. Say, Lord, be my peace. And all his promises are yes and amen in his word. And he said, I am your peace. I am the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. We pray, God, for your anointing that removes burdens and it destroys yokes. It's destroying, it's breaking every chain right now. Mindset of slavery, be broken in Jesus' name. If you are a woman and you've been paid less, and you know you've been paid less because you're a woman, I want you to stand up, but not as a place of defiance, but I want you to stand up as a daughter of the King, because you know that you're worth more. You can stand. If you've been paid less because you're a woman, please stand. And I want us to stretch our hands towards our sisters. And can we just pray right now? Can we say, sister, you're worth it. You're worth more. You're worth every penny. You're worth the blood of Jesus Christ. We rebuke every satanic spirit that has tried to dominate you. In Jesus' name, be loosed. You are no longer prohibited to rule over this woman's finances. She is a daughter of the King. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before you sit down, you forgive those people. Sit down in a place of a decision. I forgive. Man, that's a thing of the past. I forgive. And you make that sitting down, because I can sit down too. I forgive. I'm telling you. We forgive, amen? And make that your point of contact. That those days are gone. Those days are gone, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I pray, just pray in the spirit, please, with me as we continue. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God, we praise you right now. We honor you. God, you are so worthy of our praise. You are so loving and worthy in Jesus' name. Right now, we pray over our people in authority over us, over our governors, over our mayors, even over down to the from the president of the United States, this precinct. We pray for the State Department in Jesus' name. We pray, God, we pray for a spirit of repentance to come on this country in Jesus' name. Specifically, where Israel is concerned. God, we thank you that we stand with Israel. God, help us to create a louder voice to stand with them and not against them. To bless them and not curse them. To not try to take any more land away or push. I pray that every pushy, manipulative spirit in Washington, D.C. that is pushing, that is poking, that is jabbing and prodding for governors and heads of state and for decision makers, for the president to make wrong decisions with Israel, we command you to cease in your maneuvers against Israel now in Jesus' name. You are silenced. You must leave. Rabata kaba soto sokoto sokoto babasi antu sona maseke. Hallelujah. Karanasaka. Just pray in the spirit right now. Hallelujah. Let's just pray in the spirit together. Korabasa karato sona manaki. Hallelujah. Koramasa namaste. Oramasete. Just pray in the spirit. Kana sete se. Just sing in the spirit. Kara sotabe. Lift your voices with a new song. Yila moshonda namasana tete. Morabosana mashana mosone se kese. Visions. Kura masata. I speak it out. More visions in Jesus' name. There's someone in here. There's a few people in here. You used to have visions all the time, and it scared you, and you shut that down because you didn't want it, and you didn't give it the dignity. You didn't hold it in the high regard because it's a gift. It's a gift from the Lord, and we must esteem what He esteems. And you didn't, but that's okay. Just repent of it, because God wants to send you those visions again. He's coming. He's coming to send you those visions. He wants you to see the future. He said in John 16, I will show you those things to come. Hallelujah. Just receive that in right now in Jesus' name. Just take it. If you know that you should be, had visions coming to you from the Holy Spirit and you rejected it, that's okay. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. You may have rejected God, but He did not reject you. So you just pick that back up and believe what Pastor George was saying about acceleration. You take that. God, we take it. In the name of Jesus, say, I take it. I take it in Jesus' name. I repent from the past. It doesn't matter. What matters is your plan. Hallelujah. Kura basakata sakaba soto soto toto bata karabata kananana. Ina mano no kura manana. Just pray with us right now. Set your prayers on America. Set your prayer on this nation. Set your prayer on your state. Kura basaji, your community. Kana sana moto toto tapatesha na sakaraba soshorama. Kianto sora masana. And I'm going to ask you, for everybody right now, if you can, to get on your knee and to we're going to say a corporate prayer for our country. And you know, if there's someone we can learn from about prayer, it is David. Amen. And if you think this is weird, that's fine. You don't have to get on your knee. But there is something that the word says about the people who will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Amen? And you know, we have been made the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, so we aren't the wicked, but we've all done less than. So In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, I humble myself. God, I kneel before you. Your ways are higher than my ways. Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. My beginning is not my end. You are the author, the finisher of my faith. You are the author, the finisher of America's faith. And God is not done in America. And just pray for her right now in your heavenly language. The people. It's the people. It's not just the land. It's the people. Hallelujah. God, we repent. We repent for not praying more for your presidents. We repent for not being more studious in our prayers. And we repent for gossip about the presidents. We repent for saying evil things or for speaking evil existences into place because we didn't agree with this person or that person. We repent for divisions. Can you say that? I repent for divisiveness. I repent for strife. And just right now in your own words, sing your own song to God. More of you, Lord. We want more of you, Lord. Fill us up, fill us up. Let the Lord put a new song in your heart right now. Fill us up, fill us up. We want more of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just sing that. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, we give you praise. Can you sing this song with me? I think you know it. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. And just let it sink in. Little ones to him. To see that person that the Lord, that the Holy Spirit points out to you right now. And it's a face that either you've had problems with, or maybe it's a daughter or son who you've been praying for. Maybe it's somebody you've been interceding for to come back to the faith. Someone you love. Maybe it's someone you have a hard time not hating. But I want you to see their face right now, and we're going to intercede for them. We're going to step into a place of compassion for them. Because God loves you so much, but he loves them so much too. And we're going to sing yet that yes, Jesus loves you. see their face in your mind. Ready? Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so. And let's just get up and give the Lord praise. Let's give him some praise. Lord, we praise you. You've done so many wonderful things in our lives. You've delivered us. You have been with us every step of the way, and we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. You've taken us from trouble. You've taken us from trouble to endurance, to character, to hope. And you have given us the hope that does not disappoint, because you shed your love in our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's just thank him right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the power. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Can you read it? Do you mind coming? My sister Sophia. She just saw this in the spirit, and is it someone here?
Hello. There was three things that I saw. One person, a woman who has been gang raped, that God said he's healing you. And there is a child that is the result. And you ask God, should I keep this child? And the Lord says, yes. And the other thing I saw was there's a gang-related event that happened to somebody, and they were sliced from the base of their rib cage down on the right-hand side, and God said he's healing that wound.
Amen. 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 We get in agreement. Say, I agree with that. You don't have to take it for you, but we take it for our sister. Amen. Or our brother, we take it. And let's just agree in faith right now. God, we thank you for all the things you want to accomplish in this room this weekend, for all the things you want to accomplish outside this room this weekend. We corporately agree that our brothers and sisters in faith will not leave here the same way they came here. Can you say, I agree, that every person in this room has their needs met before the weekend's up. In Jesus' name. You believe it? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.